This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Back here for the second hour. Alan Ellis here. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we hope you've been able to join us in an interesting first hour. A couple of nice calls. We are still giving our muzzleloader away for the month of December. All you got to do is call in 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Or 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Give the kind and gracious and well-spoken Bethany your name and phone number. And she's pretty sweet to talk to early in the morning. She'll take your name and phone number. She's not going to call you, and don't ask for hers. So you can just give her name and phone number, and then go on the air with me and say hi or talk about anything you want to talk about, and we'll be more than glad to put your name in the hopper for the last muzzleloader of the year. We'll give that away either on the last Saturday of December or the first Saturday of the new year, so depending on circumstances. So Mike Gosman from Chestertown won last month muzzleloader. His name has been sent to the fine folks at CVA. And we urge you to visit CVA.com or check out the CVAs at your local dealer. And I have, believe it or not, the firearm that I own from CVA, the muzzle loader, is a, I own two Acuras. One is a Acura mountain rifle, and I took a nice deer with it this year in the stand with Jacob, my grandson. Shot extremely well, but I'm using the 209 powder. What is it called? Blackhorn 209. And CVA has actually come out with a breech plug to accommodate the 209 granular powder, which I thought was pretty cool. Saw it on the website, called them up, said, hey, I'd like to order one. They're sold out 2 months. So they'll get them back here in about 2 months, and I've got one coming on the way. So let's talk to Vince in Queen Anne's County. Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed, my friend.
Me too, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I'm sitting in my tree stand. I got here. I live in Howard County. I'm down here in my window blind down on my sister's farm in Queen Anne's County. I plan to be out of here by lunchtime to hunt Montgomery County this afternoon.
Wow.
Try to shoot a few does today. But I am one of the few that has the Maryland Cooperator, Deer Cooperator's Permit through the state.
Yeah.
So there's seven of us, in this SWIM, Suburban Whitetail Management, that actually took the test.
Right.
And so we've had it, and I'm not hunting with the SWIM group this year, but next year I do plan to get back in with them. I just had a busy year.
Right.
But the Suburban Whitetail Management guys hunting for Montgomery County have taken 1,500 deer for the state for free and donated probably 80% of the meat.
Right.
The farmers feed the hungry. So that Suburban Whitetail Management Group.
Okay, you said, now wait a minute. Hold on there, Vince. You've said Suburban Whitetail Management like five times. We get it, okay?
Yeah.
We get that part. Now, what's the rest of your conversation?
Well, I'm down here in my stand. I just wanted to say hi. And
okay, buddy. You're in the muzzleloader contest?
No, not yet.
Oh, wait. You need to leave your name and number.
Okay, that's good. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.
All right, Vince, I appreciate that. 1,500 deer in Montgomery County, huh?
That's it for the last 5 years.
Oh, for over 5 years.
For 5 years for yeah. Montgomery County.
Yeah, right. Sure. Vince, are you a law enforcement officer?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. You kind of sound like one. You have that kind of cadence to your voice for some reason.
I had so much paperwork done. I did take the test along with Phil Norman.
Yep, but, Phil's a good man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
But, well, good luck to you, man.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Stay on the line. We'll get your phone number, get you in the drawing. There he goes, Vince in Queen Anne's County. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'm looking at the Facebook page for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's facebook.com/MD Hunting Coalition. A lot of good information on there. We update that frequently. And we're talking about strict liability here. The last post on our Facebook page, and we have 983 likes, all real. We didn't boost it. We didn't do anything to it. We didn't, you know, do the marketing thing. All real. 983 likes. We hope we can push that over 1,000 this weekend. But if you want to look and see what strict liability is, oh, that's the other thing that happened Tuesday. The Maryland Farm Bureau at their convention in Ocean City voted overwhelmingly, unanimously, without question, to support the Maryland Hunting Coalition legislative initiative or statutory initiative on strict liability. The Maryland Farm Bureau, they understand it. You know, if you lease a farm and you're waterfowl hunting and you're charged with baiting under strict liability, not only you can be charged, but the landowner can be charged as well. And that's one of the reasons why the Farm Bureau, that's one of the reasons why we had letters from Queen Anne and Talbot County Farm Bureaus. We got the support of Kent, Cecil, and Caroline County. Earlier in the late last week, we got the support of Dorchester County early this week, and all the guys went that represents Farm Bureau went to the annual meeting where it was on the agenda, voted unanimously without question to support the statutory initiative. So you can find out a little bit more about strict liability on the Facebook page of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we appreciate if you check that out, too. It's facebook.com/MD Hunting Coalition, and, of course, Maryland Hunting Coalition webpage is mdhuntingcoalition.org. And if you have any questions, you can always email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Let's talk to Mike in Perry Hall. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up?
Listen, I heard you mention Lake Somerset earlier.
Yeah, Lake Somerset in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, right outside of Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Oh, different Lake Somerset. There's a Lake Somerset in Somerset County.
Yep, there sure is. And there's no muskie in it that I know of.
But have you ever been fishing there?
No, I have not. I've not fished that I know of in Wicomico County.
Oh, it's in Somerset County. It's
right or Somerset 13. County, excuse me. Somerset
yep,
County.
I thought maybe you had been there before.
No, I hadn't. Not
there.
No, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and my dad and I used to fish. Well, he had a boat on Prince Gallitzin State Park, and then after he retired, or towards the end of his career as a nursing home administrator, while he was in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, we fished Lake Somerset quite a bit. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah, but no, it was. There were some tremendous muskie in that and northern pike in that little lake in Somerset, Pennsylvania. Tremendous.
What I was speaking of is about, I'd say, 8 miles north of Chrisfield on Route 13.
Okay, I know exactly where that is. Sure.
I mean, I had the luxury of being able to live there 2 years year-round.
Nice.
And
I'm guessing there's some pretty good chain pickerel in there.
Yeah, they're there. But what I was going to tell you is I know the state record for the alligator gar was in Pocomoke River a couple years ago, 49
right.
inches.
Right. Was that alligator or long nose gar?
I think it was alligator gar.
49 anyway, inches. That's a big. That's a big fish.
In the morning, if you go there in the morning at Lake Somerset, the one I was just telling you about, you
yep.
see a meander around on top, and they're got to be more than 49 inches. Believe me, they're so big.
Wow. Yeah. Have you fished for them?
I don't know how to. Nobody that ever fished there or anything could ever get them to bite on anything.
Really?
It's, like I said, they'd meander around in the morning and then they would disappear when it would get hot at, you know.
Yeah, huh.
But anyway, I
interesting.
Thought you were talking about Lake Somerset.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're talking about long-nosed gar, but I'm not sure. You know, we'll check it out.
I'm not sure either. You might be, or you probably know more about it than I do. But.
Yeah, we'll check it out. But I'd like to catch one anyway. Have you ever heard of a houndfish? You know what a houndfish is?
Never heard of that.
Okay, a houndfish inhabits the lower bay. Have you ever seen the little What are they called? I'm trying to think. Needlefish. Do you know what a needlefish is?
I think I've seen those before, yes.
Yeah, like you'll see them under the bridge in Ocean City or somewhere. They look like an eel, but they're very quick, and they're needlefish. That's a houndfish. I caught one almost 4 feet long in the lower bay one time. It was a very cool-looking fish. But they call it a houndfish. So, and you can see them following your bait and that type of thing. And they are gorgeous color. They're gorgeous blue when you see them in the water. When you bring them out of the water, they're silver and the big green eye. Oh, my gosh, they're beautiful. So, anyway.
Well, I guess one of the biggest things you catch in Lake Somerset that I was speaking of is besides the gar and stuff like that are probably largemouth bass. There's plenty of them there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they're always there.
I'll check that out. I'll get down to Chris Field pretty often in the summer, so I'll check that out.
There's another place in there you need to check it out if you want to make a note of it. It's called the Lower Fairmount Wildlife Management Area.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's a 1,000-acre tidal-fed enclosure where high tide, the flap opens and it fills up. Low tide, the flap closes, and whatever's in there is stuck there.
Sure.
Great for crabbing, believe me.
Wow, that sounds great. All right.
I lived on the Eastern Shore for 10 years, and I can't buy crabs up here because I can't pay that money for them.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, Mike, listen, I don't know if you camp or not, but Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground is right down there near Westover. One of our sponsors here for a little bit, and they're close to all that stuff. They're close to
Westover, too.
Okay. Well, then you know right where the campground is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very close to, I think, 4,000 acres of public hunting. So, and they've got some great spots down there. So.
Beautiful place to live if you'd like to crab or cut trees, Dad. If not, you better forget it.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
Anyway, you have a great day.
All right, see
you.
Thanks. All right, let's see. We're going to talk to Bob in Betterton, and then we'll take a quick break. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, except I have bad legs. I can't fish or hunt for a while.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I wanted to ask you why. I wonder why the state does not put a bounty on these snakehead fish. I just saw a special on them on television recently.
Yeah. Well, they want you to kill them. I'll tell you what. I initiated the first bounty on snakeheads when I worked
really?
At Bass Pro Shop. Yeah, we did, and it got abused, and
really?
We had to end the program. So
how can you abuse something like that if you have to show the fish you got, right?
Well, here's what happened. There was a spawn. And part of the rules was you had to catch it on fishing tackle.
Yeah.
And we had guys out there with pitchforks and buckets and seines and everything else trying to catch these small snakeheads and turn them in for the bounty. And we said, the rule says fishing tackle, and it got into a contest, and I pulled the plug. Said, you know what? It's not worth the effort. So it just happened. You know, it started out to be a good thing. We gave away gift cards for snakeheads based on their length and all that type of thing, and got nationwide attention. We had people from California come in and interview me. We were in the Los Angeles Times. We were in, you know, all over the country. I was interviewed by CBS News and that type of thing. And that was when it first started. That was after the pond in Crofton. That was when they first discovered him in the Potomac.
Yeah.
And I was working at Bass Pro Shops as a promotions manager at the time, and I said, why don't we do this? And the corporate agreed, and the store agreed, and we did that reward program, and it was gift cards for, I think, up to $50 or something like that, $25 or $50, I can't remember. And we had a few come in, and, you know, there wasn't really any interest in snakeheads at the time. It wasn't a cottage industry as like it is now. And when they had the first spawn down there, these guys were out there. They caught like 80-some fish, and they wanted gift cards for every one of them. And I said, not going to happen. You didn't catch.
Are they good eating?
They're delicious. They're absolutely spectacular eating, yes.
Where are we going?
Yep.
How about that? Are they all throughout the country?
No.
No?
No.
Just confined mostly to the East Coast?
Correct. Yeah, there's a few other states that have them, but Maryland has the biggest concentration of them in the Potomac River.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you can come up with something else. It sounds like a very, very good plan.
No, I don't. You know, I'm not initiating anything. I mean, there is a program that DNR has for snakeheads. I think there's some kind of gift card out there, but I'm not sure what it is. But there's no bounty.
Okay.
No bounty. So.
Huh.
So,
well, it's nice to know. I want to wish you and all your listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I listen to you whenever I can, and I enjoy the show very much. Thank
well,
you,
I appreciate that, Bob. You have a great day over there in Betterton.
Thanks.
And a Merry
too.
Christmas. Bye-bye.
Chestertown or wherever you are.
Wherever you are. Well, you're in Betterton or wherever you are. I'm over here in Pikesville, Maryland. So.
Yeah, okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. There he goes, Bob in Betterton. All right, we got to take a break. What am I supposed to talk about? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307. Yeah, let's talk about Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a great waterfowl gun, I got three recommendations. I've got four recommendations, all shotguns. The Gold Light 10-gauge. Gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber. Composite. Dura-Touch Armor Coating, Mossy Oak Camo, the Gold Light 10-gauge, if you want to use a 10-gauge for waterfowl. The Maxis, waterfowl hunting perfection. This is the newest, one of the newest offerings from the folks at Browning, 3 and 3.5-inch chamber. It's a new power drive gas system that they're using to reduce recoil. The Maxis, also Dura-Touch Mossy Oak. The A5. Recoil-operated auto loader, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system, ergonomically balanced, and you will love it once you pick one up and throw it up to your shoulder. A5, the humpback. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Full gunsmithing services, all the accessories, muzzle loaders, you name it, they've got it for hunting, for personal and home protection. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Stop by and see Clyde Sports Shop. Now let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is having a store-wide sale today only, one day only, 20% off everything in the store except decoys, bows and crossbows, and firearms. 10% off on decoys, firearms, bows and crossbows. Everything else in the store, 20 off. Bubba Blade knives, waterfowl calls, Under Armour, Drake clothing, you name it, you name it, anything else in the store, 20 off, today only. They're open from 5 a.m. till 7 p.m. tonight. Check them out, and don't forget, next week, if you're waterfowl hunting on the Eastern Shore, that's where you get your waterfowl picked, at Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50 east of the Bay Bridge, exit 39B, Dominion Road, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors, 20% off sale today, store-wide, except firearms, decoys, bows and crossbows.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk radio was the first social media.
Now you can listen to Talk Radio 680 WCBM on AM 680,
WCBM.com, and on your smartphone. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at WCBM 680.
Raised on the Eastern Shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land, little towns like Princess Anne, cannon factories in the tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right, I'm from Somerset County.
That's a headbanger song from, what's it, Bird Dog Wheeler and Road Kings. Yeah. Yeah, it gets a little gritty towards the middle, so we can't play much of it. let's talk to Andy in Catonsville. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know, my son and I used to fish like around, I don't know, Thanksgiving and then Easter down there on the Pocomoke and up above the bridge in Snow Hill.
Yeah.
Several times he hooked into those gar.
Yeah.
You know, we were trying to, those things got like a couple feet long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they for some reason they just stayed up in that part of the river.
Yep.
You know? And they're from prehistoric times, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
But So I was down at my favorite fishing spot this morning. I'm going to try to get you a picture of that big croaker. I asked him to email it to me because I want to print a copy, and then I'll send it in to you. Maybe you want to put it in your magazine.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
I've never seen one that big. I had heard that they used to get that big.
Right.
You know, but that's a big croaker.
Yeah, it is. What did you tell me it was, 20-some inches long?
24 inches and 6. I asked him to send me the particulars. 24 inches and was 6-plus pounds.
Yeah.
Chumming off of Point Lookout in the chum line.
There's a big one. There's a big one, taxidermy mount of one. I think it's a reproduction, but I'm not sure, of one that they caught in the Honga that's hanging on the wall down at Goody's Marina down in Golden Hill.
Yeah, I know where Goody's is at.
Yeah, there's a big one in the wall, hanging on the wall there, and I think they said that one was over 5 pounds. So that's a pretty big croaker, man.
Yeah, well, they used to be the bread and butter fish at the Chesapeake Bay.
Absolutely.
Old timers. Yeah.
Yep.
Before the rockfish, you know, that was the bread. But, you know, down in Chrisfield, they used to call that. I used to get surprised there. Some of them guys, they said, we don't eat them. That's a trash fish. I said, do you eat trout? And they said, yeah. I said, well, they're bottom feeders, just like the croaker.
Well, you know.
So I don't know what the reason was for that, but
I don't know.
What he used to say, you know.
I don't know. I like them. I've eaten croaker. Yeah. I've eaten white perch. I've eaten trout. I've eaten, you name it. I've pretty much eaten it out. If it's out of the bay, huh?
Did you see that big article in the Sun paper about the fishing labeling fraud?
No, I missed that one.
Mislabeling seafood and everything, crab meat and so forth coming in.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, nope. It was a big 2-page article. I guess isn't it Steve Valente that's on the commission that makes sure that stuff's being
Steve
sold
Vilnet, yeah, Steve Vilnet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a big 2-page article about that. They're repackaging crab meat from Indonesia and calling it Maryland crab meat.
Yeah. Don't know. Don't know the answer, buddy. I did not see it, unfortunately. So.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it might be a good topic for discussion sometime.
Well, it would have been, but it's been a busy week. So.
That's good. Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all get some deer? You and your grandson?
Yeah. Jake shot a 7-point. I shot an 8-point. So we're in good shape. Good shape.
That's good.
Yep.
All righty.
The state record on long-nosed gar, it was caught by Justin Kelly, 17 pounds. in the Pocomoke River on July 31st, 2011.
Hmm. How, you like? How long it was.
Well, that the one fellow that called in earlier said it was 49 inches, but I don't know. That would probably square with those gar. They're pretty skinny fish, but
yeah,
they're long nose gar. I don't think they're alligator gar here this far north. So
but
that's a big fish.
Yeah, we used to fish on the Pocomoke a lot. There's a lot of different species of fish in there.
Oh yeah. Yep, there sure is. Let's see if I'm looking at the photo gallery here on the DNR website to see if there's a picture of that thing. And I see muskies, I see snakeheads. Nope, no DNR, no long nose gar. So, all right, brother, talk to you soon. Thanks, Andy.
That fish, I'll get it to you. Take care.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. See you.
Bye bye.
There he goes. A little bite of a Fig Newton here. Follow that with a slurp of coffee to wash it down. And we'll get right back to the show. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You're welcome to call. Enter the muzzleloader contest. It's pretty simple. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, and go on the air and say, hi, and you're in. And we'll draw that CVA muzzleloader. And that's an Optima V2. Not sure which model you're going to get, but there's several models. But that's up to the folks at CVA. But please visit their website, CVA.com. We took a deer with my – I shot my last bear with a CVA Acura. And shot it with a power belt bullet. I think it was a 404-grain power belt. And did not have a perfect shot on the bear as far as angle, but I was a few feet up in the air, not much. Shot that bear right down through the top of the back, right between the front shoulders, and he never moved. He hit the dirt right there and died on the spot. And I was tickled that we didn't have a tracking job at all. And that CVA, I'll tell you what, did a grand job on that bear. I've taken a couple deer with that Acura and the new one, the mountain rifle, which is very nice, very maneuverable, a little shorter barrel on it. The breech plug screws out by hand. It's very nice. And I'm shooting that Blackhorn 209 powder, 90 grains, pushing a 260-grain Sabot bullet of some kind, and it does a real nice job. So let's talk to Wayne in Bowley's Quarter. Wayne, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
It's Alan. Good, Wayne. How are you?
Alan. Used to fish down in Point Lookout years ago with a Captain Lou Tippett.
Don't know that name, but that's okay.
Don't know him. I didn't know whether you did or not. He was a heck of a guy. I was just wondering if you had, you know, I haven't heard from him or seen him in years.
I used to go down there and visit with Rick down at Rick's Boat Shop or whatever the name of that was right down there in Point Lookout,
right,
the big
right.
boat dealer. He's passed away now. Rick's passed away, but Point Lookout is still a great place for fishing.
I tell you, that seems to be a going trend. I'm probably a little bit older than you, and everybody I know seems to be passing away here. I don't know what's happening.
I lost a sister-in-law. Kathy's sister passed away on Sunday down in Danville, Virginia. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep. So, you know.
But, yeah, we used to fish with him, and I'm telling you, what a guy. I remember one time went out for blues.
Yep.
And we came back. It was seven of us on board his boat, his little charter boat.
Yep.
260 fish we
got. Oh, man. I know. I went out with Captain Brady Bounds down there when Captain Brady was running the headboat out of the state park. And we fished for blues, Mike O'Brien and I. Mike O'Brien was the editor of, he was a sales manager for Fish Finder magazine at the time. And then he started a magazine called Mid-Atlantic Fly Fishing. And I think he sold his interest in that now. I know he's a guide up on the Susquehanna
out of
Williamsport. But Mike came down and wanted to catch one on a fly rod. Finally wound up catching one. But I think we cleaned, two of us cleaned 26 bluefish after fishing all day, and we were bone tired at the end of the day.
That's what I was going to say. It's exactly what we did. We cleaned everything.
Oh, my gosh, that's way too many fish. But, yeah, but we ate them all, so that was good. But on our way home, I think we're coming up 5 or 2:35. I can't remember where we were. But we're driving along, and it's dark, and I see headlights in my face. And I swerved to the right. Thank God there was. I was in the left lane. I swerved to the right. Thank God there was nothing there. Mike was half asleep. He goes, "What was that?" I said, "We just about died." I said, "That guy's in the wrong lane. He's in our northbound lane headed south." And I mean, you talk. That's one of the closest calls we ever had. Thank God.
It'll wake you up.
Well, thank God. That's what I'm saying. God was on our side on that one. So. Yep.
Wow.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate bringing back some memories.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes, Wayne. Here comes Frank in Stewartstown. How are you doing, Frank?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good, man. How long you been on the air now, Alan?
26 years.
That's about how long I've been listening to you. I mean, I've called you a couple times over the years.
Yeah.
But I listen to you every Saturday morning, man, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate that, man. Well, sometimes we're good, sometimes we're bad, sometimes we're in the middle, but, you know, we just like talking to folks about stuff in the outdoors. So.
And this reminds me, I got to get out there and do some fishing. Every time I listen to you, I've been working too much.
I know. You get into a rut, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and that's why, you know, this one I called you. I'm sort of a mini break here. I'm a truck driver. I get pounding on my door, and I gotta go strap down my load and go. So I apologize for that.
No, that's all right, buddy. See you later.
All right.
Hey, safe. Be safe out there, okay, Frank? Thanks. Bye bye. There goes Frank. We got to take a break. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet. That's a big place. Shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor tradition treasured by millions of us Americans. Featuring all your favorite celebrities. NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert. 3D archery and game calling competitions. The Pyramid Air Gun Range. Seminars from experts on guns and hunting. Fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough. And the Family Fun Zone featuring interactive displays for kids. The Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program and daily contests and prizes. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
With high pressure and control of the weather pattern, it is going to be dry during this weekend as we start off this morning, partly to mostly cloudy, and that also will be the case near the afternoon hours, with a high eventually up to 46 as winds continue out of the northwest. Tonight, winds will diminish under a partly cloudy sky. The low will drop down to 32, and then partly to mostly cloudy through Sunday, with a high tomorrow reaching 48. Plenty of sunshine by Monday with a high in the upper 40s, then showers should move in Tuesday with a high once again in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. So-called pulse surveys are showing up in more workplaces. Employers say short polls taken monthly, weekly, or daily, sometimes consisting of just a single question, can provide data on how workers feel and catch problems before they fester. Frequent polls are even replacing annual employee surveys at some companies, although other firms use both. The trend is part of a larger shift toward data-driven work in which managers are expected to use the information to make large and small decisions ranging from broad corporate strategy to which toppings to choose for an office pizza party. Mobile apps and faster analytics have put sophisticated polling tools within the reach of even small firms. The tools for the surveys cost companies about $50 a month. Some 80% of firms have conducted a survey to gauge how employees are feeling. Most surveys are still annual, but many workers and managers appear to be losing patience with long yearly questionnaires. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-895-8559. That's 1-800-895-8559. 1-800-895-8559.
Oh, are you back to me already? Really? Is my microphone on? Should I be talking now? Oh, okay. The fishing challenge. Yeah. I'll tell folks about that. You can get their fishing license now, by the way. They went on sale December 1st. Yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there. It makes a great Christmas present. And even the books are available, which is a feat in itself. The 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Late fall, early winter, great time to hit the freshwater streams, the lakes, rivers. All manner of fish are loading up on calories, getting ready for the long winter. Trout, walleyes, northern pike in west, in the west to largemouth and smallmouth bass in our great river system, and local impoundments too. Muskies too. The bay has some heavy hitter rockfish out there. All you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland award-sized fish, certify your catch at an angler award center, and are online, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local Angler Award Center and check the fishing rule book. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Your favorite radio station,
Talk Radio 680 WCBM,
is now available on your iPhone and Droid. Check us out at WCBM.com.
Cut them out, rawhide.
Gary in Perryman following Rawhide. What's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing. I just listened to you this morning and good program. And I was wanted to get in this CVA.
Yeah, you're on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in it. Yeah, good for you. So
appreciate that.
Yeah, guys. Well, good luck up there. How are things in Perryman this morning?
Well, we're busy here.
Are you?
We're building a power plant up here, and I'm getting ready to go to work.
I got you. All right. Well, good. Be safe out there. What's your job on the power plant?
I'm a crane operator by trade.
Crane operator. Okay. Well, don't drop nothing.
Nope. That's we don't drop. We lower. We raise and lower.
We raise and lower. We don't drop. Good point.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Now you have a Merry Christmas.
Well, hey, how's work been for you? Up and down?
Real good. Up and down.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Gary. Thanks for the call, man. You're in the contest.
Thank you very much.
See you, buddy. Merry Christmas. See, we get all kinds of folks here. We got crane operators. We got truck drivers. I'm sure we got accountants and attorneys and, you know, retired folks and farmers and everybody else. And I love hearing everybody that calls in, man, woman, and child, you name it. So, hey, I want to tell you about Blazing Camo Day, our Hunter's Rally in Annapolis. Mark your calendar for Thursday, February 5th, 2015. All you got to do is show up at the Naval Academy parking lot. Be there by 8:30. We'll walk to the state house. We'll meet with some lawmakers. We're not sure if we're going to have a hearing on any of our legislation or not, but we'll see how that works out. All this is sponsored by the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And look, if you have folks that you want this information to hear about this information, you can go to the website mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you can actually download and print this flyer on your home computer and hand it out to people. We made that available to you. It's Blazing Camo Day, the first ever Hunters Rally in Annapolis on Thursday, February 5th, 9 to 11 at the State House. Wear your blaze orange hat and your camo. Let them know we're hunters. Please, no firearms, no knives, no bows, no arrows, none of that. You do need your photo ID to enter any state government building. So if you have to go to the restroom while you're down there, take your photo ID, leave your pocket knife at home. And if you'd like to learn more, it's www.mdhuntingcoalition.org. You can call me or email me here personally if you want. Let's talk to Alice in Dundalk. Good morning, Alice. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. I am looking for a Christmas gift for my son, who loves to fish.
Okay.
But he's never been on a charter.
Okay.
So I was calling to see if you have any recommendations.
You know,
a charter boat.
Yeah, you're going to have to send me an email, Alice. Would you mind doing that?
No, not at all.
All right, I'll be glad to give that information to you on email. Ellis is my last name, E-L-L-I-S. At ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll give you several recommendations. I just don't have time to do it right now.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking my call.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Robin at the Bay Bridge, or on the Bay Bridge, or under the Bay Bridge.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Robin?
I love your show.
Well, thanks.
I'm not a hunter, but I fish.
Okay, good.
And I do shoot. And but I just love your show, and I was coming from Delaware, and I said, I'm going to call and get in on that contest. But I have a question, and it's probably, I don't know if anybody knows out there or whatever, but there's a fox that has a little bit befriended me, or not befriended this fox. What can I, should I feed it?
Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. Listen. No. Why don't you feed it? Well, first of all, what you do when you feed it is you take it out of the natural world so it won't go fend for itself.
Oh,
okay?
That's true.
Number two, should that fox come down with parvovirus, mange, rabies?
Yeah.
You're a target.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. All right.
No. Let it alone. No, honest to God, let it alone.
Okay, he's so cute.
I know. Let it alone. Look.
I don't see it all the time.
I'm a big advocate of letting the wild things be wild.
Yes, I understand. I do, but you know, he's just adorable.
Do not look. He's not a person. He's a wild animal.
I know that.
Listen, he will bite the hand that feeds him.
Oh, I understand, because we don't get close.
Don't put yourself or your neighbor's pets in jeopardy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay, I love your show.
Thanks.
Love it.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. I'm getting signaled for a break. Is that what you're telling me? I have to take a break? I have to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. Do I have to tell them real fast? Huh? Clyde Sports Shop? Go get your Browning guns at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammond. No, I'm not going to do that. No. But I will tell them about Clyde Sports Shop. They have great gunsmithing. They have great gift ideas. Everything you need for fishing, hunting, great Browning firearms. Go see them. Call them. Ammunition for waterfowl. Ammunition for handguns. Handguns for home and personal protection. They've been around for a long, long time. They've got a great reputation. Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I'm a customer. They do my gunsmithing. I bought a couple firearms from them, scopes and that type of thing. Not anything against anybody else, but they're close and they're accurate and they know what they're doing, and we appreciate them. 242-6108, 410-242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Celebrate your passion. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, guides, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by you and me and millions. Featuring all your favorite celebrities, the NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert, 3D archery and game calling competitions, the Pyramid Air Gun Range, seminars from experts on guns and hunting, fishing demonstrations, it's a 2,500-gallon hog trough. The Family Fun Zone features interactive displays for kids, Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, daily contests, and prizes. Tickets are on sale at the greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's Great American, no the, just greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, we're back. Got a couple minutes left. We got to talk to a lot of folks here. Why y'all wait to the last minute to call? Let's talk to Bob in Essex. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I know time is short. I've got a quick question. Can you recommend a process by which one could sell a handgun? I mean, to whom could I speak about that? And also, what about publications that describe the value of?
If you're online, there's a myriad of sources out there. Just Google the brand of your gun, and there's even places where you can find out the serial number and see what where it was made, when it was made.
All right.
For I would go to a local gun. I wouldn't go to necessarily. I know who you got over there in Essex. If you can make your way around to Clyde's, they'll give you a fair evaluation of it and walk you through the process step by step. They're very careful and conscientious about that.
Very good. That's what I want to know. Thanks very much.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Bye-bye. Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
My daughter, the other morning, was driving to work. We're out in Eldersburg, and she swears she saw a bear on the side of the road by the stream on Marriottsville Road. Do we get bear all the way down where we are?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure do.
No kidding, because we thought she was full of stuff, and she swears she saw a bear.
Nope, I believe her.
Okay.
All right.
That cost me $10. All right.
Yeah, no, they're all over the place in Frederick. There's no reason why they couldn't be in Eldersburg. No question about it. All right. Well, thanks. See you.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, we've had him in Lutherville. So yeah.
Wow.
Okay. See ya. There he goes. Theo in Owings Mills, real quick, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Alan. Great to talk to you. Long time listener. Just wanted to say hi and get in on the contest.
You're in it, brother.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy.
Have
thanks.
Have a great day and happy hunting.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And Roxanne in Woodlawn. Good morning, Roxanne. Hello? Hello? Roxanne?
Hey. Hi. Good morning.
Yes.
I'm just calling to say hi. It's
hi.
It's wonderful to hear. Hi.
Hi.
It's wonderful to hear so many women calling in.
I love to hear that. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's nice to know that there's more of us out there.
Yes, it is. So.
Wonderful.
Yep.
So, have a great Christmas, and I'd really like to win that muzzle loader.
Okay.
We're working on it.
You're in it.
All righty.
Thanks, Roxanne.
You take care.
All right. Merry Christmas.
You too, Alan.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye. There she goes. You got Roxanne's phone number, right? Good. Well, there's the music. What? You got everybody's name and number. Hey, you're the best. You're better than that other guy. Better looking. Nicer to talk to. Better time manager. We're out of time, though, right? All right. I got to say, get out, stay out, stay safe. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Get in the drawing for a waterfowl trip or a firearm. It's only $20. We could use the financial support. PayPal works too with your credit card on the website. And Facebook, MD Hunting Coalition. All right, now get out, stay out. Stay safe.